بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
حسين حسين King of Martyrs. حسين حسين has been slaughtered. حسين حسين true. Hussain, Hussain, for his people.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
We all grew up with love of Hussein. We all grew up with love of Hussein. We pray to live a life like Hussein. We pray to live a life like Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein. Thanks for love of Hussein. Thanks for love of Hussein. Thanks for love of Hussein.
Read with us.
Thanks for love of Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein.
Thanks for love of Hussein. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام على الحسين
وعلى علي بن الحسين
وعلى أولاد الحسين
وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم our friends. May Allah bless you
and your family
and your community. Welcome back to the second episode of Rise With Us, the program sponsored by Al-Kisa Foundation, Rise Academy, Sabah Center, in partnership with Children Ahl Bayt TV. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are on the second night of Muharram. Hey Zahra, did you have a chance to attend or watch the Majlis of Imam Hussein last night?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, it's a blessing to even watch the Majlis of Imam Hussein. So inshallah today, we have a special guest in our program, okay? Now, before I introduce you to the special guest, Elizara, do you listen to Matam and Noha and Latmi at home?
Yeah.
I listen to them a lot. And, you know, there is one Noha that is actually made as a cartoon, as an animation. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, I really like it too. Have you seen it, friends at home? Oh, no? Then why don't we watch it together? Let's go out and watch this animation and inshallah we'll come back.
عاشق کربلاتم تا آخرش خواهاتم تو همونی که میخوام دلیل گریه هایی تا آخرش با همیشه بیقرارم برای اولین آقای من زندگی دست دارم تو این مسیر افتادم ای عشق مادر زادم
So some of our friends at home asked us, who is the reciter in the opening credit, the beautiful Matam Hussein, Hussein, King of Martyrs? So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today we're very excited that a Zakir of Ahlul Bayt who recites in English is a guest of our program. Brother Mahdi Falati, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Welcome to our program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope that our friends at home are also doing very well. I'm very happy to be with you today.
Alhamdulillah. So Brother Mahdi is the reciter of that beautiful clip, and he recites Nuh, Matam, Latmiya in different languages, but mainly in English. May Allah bless you. So Brother Mahdi, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I was born in San Francisco, and I'm now 33 years old. And alhamdulillah, I have two beautiful children. My son Hassan, who is now 10 years old, who loves Imam Hussein very much and loves also reciting for him in English. And my daughter Zahra, who also loves Imam Hussein and loves reciting for Imam Hussein. And I'm actually a teacher of Quran, alhamdulillah, at the Rise Academy.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you and your family. He comes from a very blessed family. His father, Hajjai Falati, is a mashallah, a great reciter. And then his children, Zahra and Hassan, as you mentioned, they also recite as well. Tomorrow, you'll be listening to a beautiful matam recited by Zahra. Speaking of Hassan, I remember seeing a picture of Hassan in Karbala. Was it the Arba'een walk?
Yes, yes. You know, I was blessed. Alhamdulillah. After many years, I kept making dua. I said, Imam Hussein, please help me come to Karbala. And my wife, she always said, if we go, we should go as a family. Me, you, and our children. So when we got the invitation, we thought maybe we leave our children, you know, because a lot of people say it's difficult, but I remember my son Hassan, you know, he was crying. He said, you can never go without me. I want to go with you. So when we went to Karbala, we're going to do the walk from Najaf, and it's 3 days. And we thought, you know, our kids are really going to get tired. We actually tried to, like, you know, walk with them around here, like at a park or something. And it's like they get tired really fast. But subhanAllah, when we were walking with the miracle of Imam Hussein, and, you know, we really feel like we were the guest of Imam Hussein, because I remember every time I told my son, son, why don't you, you know, sit, we'd taken a stroller for him. He said, no, Baba, you know, Imam Hussein sacrificed his life for us, and I want to sacrifice myself for him and walk. So this photo you're talking about is when we're the third day when we're getting close to Karbala. Finally, he was getting a little tired, and he looked at me. He said, Baba, can you put me on your shoulders? I said, yeah, of course. And he was kind of cold. So my wife just looked in the backpack and took out a sweater. And we put it on him, and I put it on my shoulders, and I was walking. And one of our friends, he saw this picture, and he took a photo of it. And when we looked at it later, subhanAllah, the shirt that he was wearing was the shirt of Rise Academy. And alhamdulillah, I was saying, Ya Allah, because my son is a student of Rise Academy, and you know what he has truly from Imam Hussein is from this Islamic schooling that he has, Imam Hussein wanted to rise the flag of, you know, Rise Academy, alhamdulillah. So it's been a blessing, and that photo is something that it truly happened without any plans. You know, later I said, I wish we planned it, you know, but Imam Hussein, you know, alhamdulillah, and Allah is the best planner.
May Allah bless you, may Allah bless your wife, your children, your family. Tell us about this clip. I'm sure a lot of people worked on it, but like, why did you make the clip? What was the story behind it?
So, you know, the poem or the Noha is written by my really good friend, Brother Cyrus Zagar. May Allah bless him. You know, he's one of the first people who always said, I want the children to understand the love of Imam Hussein. So he wrote these English poems, and alhamdulillah, I got connected with him. And this was one of my favorite ones, Brother Noor, because nowadays, alhamdulillah, we have some amazing artists. One of them especially is Brother Muhammad Hussein Puyanfa, who makes beautiful videos, and I can really connect with him. Also, I love listening to reciters from other languages because we can always learn something from him, and you can really connect with the poetry. My dear friend, Brother Shahid Baltistani, he recites in Urdu, and one of his nohas that he did in Urdu, we actually turned into English through another group, and we recite that for the mother of Imam Hussein, Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra. Also, from Iraq, we have Mullah Basim Karbalai, who's amazing, makes great videos. Alhamdulillah.
You know, my children at home, they watch Matam, Latmiya, Noha in different languages. And that's the beauty of the love of Imam Hussein, that no matter what the language is, because it's about Imam Hussein, it touches your heart. Now, our next guest is actually one of the brothers that you mentioned.
Oh, wow.
Brother Muhammad Hussein Puyanfar is our guest on the show. Now, I do apologize to our friends at home. Brother Puyanfar unfortunately doesn't speak English, so we had to dub it in English. But inshallah, you will see part one of the interview today and part two, inshallah, tomorrow. With that being said, thank you again for coming, and inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow here.
Inshallah, okay. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum to all the lovers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Today we have a special guest whom you may be familiar with his nohas and videos. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad Hussein Puyanfar. Would you kindly please introduce yourself?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Manam salam arz mikonam khidmat shoma va hame shiayan ke sedaye mano mishnavand. سلام گرم دارم خدمتشون، انشاءالله هر جایی هستن در پناه امام زمان سالم و سلامت باشن.
Many of the children watching this program want to become a Zakir and Madah like you. but they're afraid they may make mistakes when they're reading in public. What do you suggest they should do?
Nowadays, with the current media, starting a path like this has become much, much easier. Back in the days, we actually had to go to special classes to learn to do Zikr of Ahlul Bayt. But today, anyone who has access to the internet has access to the majalis and good content and poems. You start with listening, and after that you practice and practice and practice. Anything that you do in life, at beginning it may seem challenging, but the more you practice and the more you do it, it becomes easier and better and better. I recommend to all my friends, all those who want to start this path, to begin with tawassul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for help. And then remember again, listening is very, very important. Listening and then practicing and practicing again is very helpful.
آدم‌ها رو به موفقیت نزدیک بکنه.
یا قصت اشواق و دموع عیونی اسمک بدایه دنیتی مانسا یوم اربعینک الوعد متعنیک ما عند غیرک یا با عبد الله هلا نوحو هلا نوحو على العباس على نوحة أبو فازل أبو فازل أبو فازل أبو فازل
حسين عشق عاشق شیرینه قرارمونه بی قرار باشم هر جای دنیا هم باشم میدونی باید که اول کنارت باشم.
It's important that children and youth living in Western countries learn to read Noha in English.
Well, you know, there are the Maddahin and Dhakirin and Noha Khans in Islamic countries. But it is best that we train our next generation, our youth and children, to become Maddah, to become a Zakir of Ahlul Bayt, to recite Noha in their native language. Inshallah. Just like today, we have famous Noha Khans and Maddah and Zakirin of Ahlul Bayt that recites in Arabi, in Urdu, in Farsi. It is important that we have well-known Maddah and Zakirin and Noha Khans that recite in English and other languages. And I believe that that day is very near. The Maktab of Imam Hussein has been there for 1400 years, and we keep updating ourselves. And after all these years, it's still very attractive to people. I want to add this as well, that I request that all the children and youth, wherever you are in the world, try to act like media for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You can upload your noha, your matam, your latmiya to YouTube. You can become a speaker for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and send the message of Imam Hussein in the world. There was a time that if you wanted to have a majlis of Imam Hussein, you had to gather people, they had to physically come somewhere to have a majlis. But today, with your cell phone, with your device, you can do this. Your device can become a Husseiniyah. You can spread the message of Ahlul Bayt. And all you have to do is to learn the technology and try to produce good quality work, inshallah.
Special thanks to Brother Puyan Far and the team that interviewed him. Inshallah, we'll watch the second part of this interview tomorrow. So, inshallah, stay tuned to see the second part. And also, we're going to show you the behind the scenes of how they made the animation. Now, I have a question for you, Elia Zahra, and friends at home. Are you ready? So, do you like rain?
Yeah.
I really, really, really like rain. Now, when rain is falling, I think, Elia Zahra, I think, where did the rain come from? Where did the rain come from?
From the cloud.
From the cloud. And what is the, how is the cloud made?
With tiny raindrops.
Or drops of water?
Yeah.
Okay, so tiny drops of water. And where does that come from?
That comes from the river?
Not from the river. Bigger than the river.
Ocean.
The ocean. Very well, very well. And then when the rain comes all the way down, where does it go?
To the river.
To a river. Very good. And then where does the river eventually flow to?
The ocean.
The ocean. Very interesting. So the rain comes from the ocean and it goes back to the ocean. Zahra, that reminds me of a verse of Quran. Do you know what verse?
What verse?
It says, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That we are from Allah and we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I was referring to this book when I was telling you the story of the raindrop. So, have you read this book?
Yes.
I really, really like this book.
I really, really like it too.
Rahma the Raindrop is published by Kissa Kids Publication. And it tells you about the story of Rahma, a little raindrop. Very good. And again, it starts with this beautiful verse of Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والله أنزل من السماء ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها. Hey, Zahra, when we look at the rain, when we look at this beautiful nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, it makes us think, who made the rain? Who made the water? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Because He loves us so much. And then we can learn lessons from it, that just like the rain that came from the ocean and goes back to the ocean. Elia Zahra.
Like, we come from Allah, then we go back to Allah.
Absolutely, mashallah. We come from Allah and we go back to Allah. So Elia Zahra, before you were here, before you were born, you were somewhere. And then after you leave this world, you go somewhere else. You were with Allah, now you're here, Allah is with you, and again you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And that's a statement, a verse of Quran that our master Imam Hussein alayhi salam said when he reached the land of Karbala. Tonight's majlis is dedicated to the arrival of Ahlul Bayt on the land of Karbala. I would like to invite you to our second majlis led by Mawlana Sayyid Abu Zar Wahidi with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Salawatullah wa salamu alayhi wa ala ahli baytihi tayyibin tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to give my condolences to Imam of our time, and second of all, to all of you, to Ilya Zahra, and to Muhammad Hussein, and to all of my friends, for the days of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah number 155, 156. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah that I test you in something. One, with fear. Two, hunger. Three, نَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, some losing some wealth, some money. أَنفُس, lives. ثَمَرَات, fruits of our lives. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Now after all these tests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, glad tidings to the patient people. Good news to the patient people. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, those who are struggling with calamities, with hardships in their lives. قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, we are from God and we will return to Him. In this ayah, we have so many beautiful lessons and we learn so many things. One of them is that whatever we have, any blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to us, we obviously, we enjoy them, but we have to remember that at the end of the day, we will lose them. Sometimes we have very sharp memories, but we know when we get older, we're gonna lose it. Sometimes we see there are some young people, they're kids, and we see old people too. The same old people were kids too. So they lost that time, right? Some people are wealthy, they have so much money, they lose their money. Some people are healthy, they lose their health, right? So the way we live in this world is very, very important. And the way we look at this dunya, right? Imam Ali says, this dunya is like an upside down tree, right? Our roots are on the sky, on heaven. And our branches are on earth. So if you are a gardener, when you want to water a plant, how do you water a plant? Do you water the branches or you water the root? We water the root. Now, one of the lessons that we learn from Karbala is to be able to understand the importance of this, watering our roots. We have to find ourselves in a situation, in a way that, oh, I am going to sacrifice all I have for the sake of my Imam, the Imam of my time. So remember last night we talked about the Muslim ibn Aqil and what happened to him. Now the caravan is on his way, on its way. Imam Hussein is coming with all his children, family members, and his companions. As soon as they reached to Karbala, Imam Hussein stopped and asked, is there anyone that knows the meaning, know the meaning of this land? One of his companions of Imam Hussein said, oh, the name of this land is Qadiriyya. And then Imam Hussein said, is there any other name for this land? Someone said, the other name of this land is Nineveh. And then Imam Hussein asked again, is there any other name for this land? And one of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, the name of this land is Karbala. As soon as Imam Hussein heard the name of Karbala, he said, I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the calamities, from all the masa'ib and musibah and hardships. The Imam Hussein said, O Zainab, be prepared, be ready. Because in this land, they're going to insult you. In this land, they're going to disrespect you. In this land, they're going to be mean to you and to all the children. So I want to say to Imam Hussein, oh Imam Hussein, as soon as they martyred you, what happened to Karbala? As soon as they martyred you, oh Imam Hussein, the enemies of you and the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, they burned the tent of your haram, of your family. They started chasing the little children of Imam Hussein. And the children of Imam Hussein were running away from different directions. And who was taking care of all the children? Zainab. Zainab was chasing some other children in the other side. And she was chasing some other children to the other side just to take care of them. So we are here to learn this beautiful lesson. We are here to pledge our allegiance to Imam of our time, the Imam of Hussein of our time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please recite the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil falaj.
Every land is Karbala. Every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala. Every day is Ashura. Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein. Marches of Nineveh, he rules of Karbala. Marches of Nineveh, heroes of Karbala, the companions of Hussein and Fatima, the companions of Hussein and Fatima. It's Karbala, every day is Ashura. Every land is Karbala, every day is Ashura. Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein. Suleiman ibn Sa'id, Qasim ibn Habib, Suleiman ibn Sa'id, Qasim ibn Habib, Anis ibn Maqib, Hun Wahab and Habib, Anis ibn Maqib, Hul Wahab and Habib, Abdullah and Zuhain, Hanzani and Bulain, Abdullah and Zuhain, Hanzani and Bulain, Nafi ibn Hilal, Jonanas and Suwain, Nafi ibn Hilal, John Anas and Suwain. And this Karbala, every day is Ashura. And this Karbala, every day is Ashura. Ya Hussein, 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 Ya Hussein. Protector of Haram, Hazrat Abu al-Fas, protector of Haram, Hazrat Abu al-Fas, flock bearer of Hussein, Hazrat Abu al-Fas, flock bearer of Hussein, Hazrat Abu al-Fas. And this Karbala, every day is Ashura, every land is Karbala, every day is Ashura. Hussein, Ya 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 Hussein. Allah.
فنجان.
السلام عليك يا رسول الله، السلام عليك يا حبيب الله، السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا سيد وسي، السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة الصالة عالمين، السلام عليك يا حسين مجتبى، السلام عليك يا عبا عبد الله، السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين، السلام عليك يا علي بن موسى رضا ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام عليك يا صاحب الزمان ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Once upon a time, there was a baby named Hussein ibn Ali who was born on the 3rd of Shaban in the 4th year of Hijrah, in the holy household of Bibi Fatima and Imam Ali alayhi salam. When he was born, the Holy Prophet was given the news of the birth of his second grandson. He arrived at the house of his daughter, took the little baby in his arms, and recited the azan and iqama in his ears. People around the Prophet saw tears in his eyes. Bibi Fatima asked, "What was the reason for his tears?" And he told her that this boy of hers will achieve martyrdom, but comforted her by adding that God will create a nation who will mourn Hussein till the day of judgment. One of the famous sayings that the Prophet said was, "Hussein minni wa ana min al-Hussein," which means, "Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein." The story of Karbala begins with the birth of Hussein. The Holy Prophet had shown affection and love for his grandson as any grandfather would. But there was something more positive and great in this love. Several times when Hussein entered the mosque as a small child, the Holy Prophet would put him in his lap and would tell his companions that this is Hussein, look at him and remember him. No more than 50 years had passed since the death of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the Muslim Empire was sliding into disaster under terror from the Umayyad dynasty, Yazid. Hussein ibn Ali took a stand against Yazid's unfair ruling. Whilst Yazid was feared and disliked, Hussein was admired and respected by his community. Keeping this in mind, Yazid decided that he would demand Hussein's loyalty and force Imam to accept Yazid as a ruler of the Muslims, hoping to gain some form of authority for his rule. Hussein had a choice to make. To approve Yazid would mean a great reward and a life of luxury in this world. To refuse would lead to his own death. What should he do? What would you or I do? For our beloved Imam, the choice between the easy thing and the right thing was no choice at all. Imam Hussein refused. He said, "I will never give Yazid my hand like a man who has been humiliated, nor will I run like a slave. I have not risen to spread evil or to show off. I only desire to encourage good values and stop evil." He then traveled to Karbala with his companions and close family. The other army had a lot more soldiers than he did. They had 10,000, whereas he only had 72. Finally, on the day of Ashura, after all 72 companions had fought against the army, only Imam Hussein was left. Still, the enemy asked Imam Hussein to give his obedience, and they promised to give him and his family water, as they had nothing to eat or drink for 3 whole days. But Imam refused. He then gave his final goodbye to his family and went out to the battlefield. He fought very hard and killed a lot of the enemy. But eventually, Allah commanded him to put his sword away, and when he did, the enemy rushed towards him like cattle, threw spears at him, and then fell off his horse and onto the ground, laying on a bed of arrows pierced into his body, as all the women and the children watched with their tears in their eyes. Imam Hussein fought against oppression and defended the religion of Islam. and by doing so, he taught the world the greatest lesson on freedom and on honor. For this reason, we call Imam Hussein Sayyid al-Shuhada, which means Chief of the Martyrs. He was killed brutally while still holding on to his beliefs. We should all try hard to become as brave as Imam Hussein was on the day of Ashura, as we have another Hussein that awaits our support.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. What a beautiful majlis. If you are interested in sponsoring one of our majalis of Imam Hussein, you can go to our website, kissakids.org, and there's a link there to make a donation. And the link is also provided in the description on YouTube, on the comment section, and the chat section. Every night, we refer to an activity from our Muharram project booklet. So tonight we talked about the story of water, and the activity is there, the lesson is there, the speech is there, even the beautiful matam can be found here, and I encourage you to, inshallah, go and recite these beautiful Noha matam with your friends and other places at your home, with your parents and other majalis. Now you can download our Muharram project booklet for free on our website. And inshallah, our next segment is a segment that I know you like a lot. Why? Because we're going to hear from you, our friends at home, talking to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And just a reminder, if you want to participate and contribute to the program, please send us your audio clip to the email that you see on the screen, and start with this Salam Imam Hussein, and then talk to Imam Hussein. I would love to have the opportunity one day to talk to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Ali Abdul. I will talk about Imam Hussein. I love him and I will always stand up for justice. I'll follow his footsteps. Labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein.
Assalamu alaikum. I like to speak to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I feel bad that Yazid didn't give water to Imam Hussein, and he killed his sons and his friends. And I wish if I would be there, I would fight with Yazid along with a sword along with you.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to a message from Karbala. My name is Ali Mehdi Daya. My topic today will be around loving your family. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yasir li amri wa hlul uqdatan bil lisan yafqahu qawli. So loving your family is very dear to us all. So we all try and love our, we all do love our family in our everyday lives, but we don't really appreciate them as much as we need to. So during the week, we're all very busy in activities and we do many things and we're normally very busy. And so when it comes to spending time with family, it's not really a priority. And I feel that this should really change in families, because families getting together and speaking to one another and loving one another is even narrated in the Quran many times. A really good example of this is in the life of Imam Hussein, when his whole family went together to Karbala, and they each supported each other. They each knew what was right and what had to be done to carry the message of Islam. So they went loving as a family and they were martyred as a family. A very special lady that I'd like to talk about is Bibi Zainab, because she acted as a role model to her siblings after her mother and father passed away. You can see that the role she also played in Karbala, because she supported the children on their long walk to Sham, and even in the courtyard of Yazid, she showed a lot of strength and resilience against Yazid. Every Muharram we see this love from the lives of the Ahlul Bayt, and we should try and implement this in our own lives and love our family as much as the Ahlul Bayt loved their families.
Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad had struck fear in the hearts of the people of Kufa. They were ordered to join the army that would fight Imam Hussein. Whoever refused would be harshly punished. Thus, they were seen sharpening their swords and saddling their horses. The city was armed. Kids weren't allowed to play in the streets. Life came to a standstill. They were preparing to kill the guests they had invited. Some were doing it out of fear, others out of greed. There was also those who believed that they were commanded by Almighty Allah to obey the ruler, even if it meant slaughtering the grandson of the Holy Prophet. They were the same people who had promised Muslim Ibn Aqil that they would support Imam Hussein, but they had now drawn their swords against him. Their guest Imam Hussein was only a few stops away from Kufa. An army of over 30,000 fully armed soldiers marched towards Karbala under ruthless commanders like Shimmer, Shahbaz, and Umar ibn Sa'd. Abu Hatuf bin Haris Ansari was part of this army. After reaching Karbala, the soldiers immediately took their positions surrounding the caravan of Imam Hussein. After seeing his friends, women, and children trapped, the Imam too ordered his companions to take their positions. And in no time, Karbala changed into a battlefield. Imam Hussein sent his messengers many times to Umar ibn Sa'd, advising him to abstain from military action. He introduced himself and his special status before Allah and warned Umar of the severe consequences of his actions. But Umar refused and said, "Tell Hussein, we have come to force him to submit to Yazid. If he does not, he will be killed." Having said that, Umar ibn Sa'd decided to engage in talks with Imam Hussein. He accepted Imam Hussein's request to meet at a mutually agreed place. "O son of the Prophet of Allah, why did you invite me for this dialogue?" he asked. Umar ibn Sa'd, "Fear Allah and think again. What are you doing? Give up this duty that you have undertaken," the Imam kindly replied. "If I do not submit, Yazid will burn my house down," Umar replied. "I will gift you a better and bigger house," the Imam replied. Umar paused and then continued. "If I do not submit, I cannot be the ruler of the city of Ray." The Imam replied, "I have a piece of land which Muawiyah wanted to buy for 10,000 gold coins. I will give that to you." This time, Umar ibn Sa'd paused for much longer. Imam Hussein was trying his best to save Umar's soul from eternal doom. Imam Hussein could only try. The decision rested with Umar ibn Sa'd. Everyone looked at him to hear his decision. Eventually he spoke. "Hussein, I cannot let go of the wheat produce of Ray." The disappointed Imam said, "You will enjoy a little of it. If not wheat, then I certainly have its barley," Umar ibn Sa'd responded disrespectfully. In this way, the love of the world and its pleasures prevented Umar ibn Sa'd from taking the right decision. All attempts of the Imam failed to persuade him to change his mind. He had traded his soul for the temporal world. time ran out for Umar ibn Sa'd. It was the 10th day of Muharram, and the armies faced each other. The bloody battle started, and the companions of Imam Hussein started to defend their Imam, earning martyrdom in return. They were trading their lives with the divine pleasure of Allah. The Imam's army was decreasing in number, but this did not stop the Imam from fulfilling his duty. He was God's representative on the earth and wanted to save as many souls as possible from the fire of hell. He would again and again warn and advise the enemy to choose heaven over hell. Saving even one soul meant the world to him. By noon, most of the companions of the Imam had been martyred. He was left alone. Once again, he reminded them of their duty. As Muslims, it was their duty to support him. But they were ready to spill his blood. This made his family weep. Abu Hatuf, who was in the enemy's ranks, heard his call and was moved. He said to his brother Sa'd, "Brother, he is the son of the daughter of our Holy Prophet Muhammad. Don't we pray for the intercession of the Holy Prophet? How can we hope for his intercession if we slaughter his grandson in this helpless condition?" They realized their mistake, repented over the past, and headed towards Imam Hussein. They cried out, "We repent over our past and now side with you, Imam Hussein." They turned towards the enemy and attacked them, killing many of them. The enemy knew them very well and attacked them from all sides and martyred them. Abu Hatuf and his brother Sa'd managed to save their souls in the last moments of their lives.
Every morning, after he finished performing Salat al-Fajr, Muhammad Ali would open Quran and sit next to the bed of his beloved young daughter. And he would read Quran over there, even if his daughter was sleeping. When they asked Muhammad Ali, "Why do you do this?" He said, "Because I want my daughter to be raised with the love of Quran." Muhammad Ali later became one of the martyrs of Islam. May Allah bless his soul. I hope you enjoyed our second episode. Inshallah, we'll continue watching the remainder of the interview with our guest, Brother Puyan Fahd. May Allah bless you, your family, and your community. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Sa'ing wa la asawil husain.